Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, baby. Woo, daddy. Back at it again. It's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, brought to you by NUCSports.com. I am your host today, Rick Saratella, counting you down to the 2016 NFL Draft, just 139 days away. Are you ready? You most certainly are not if you're not subscribing to the NFL Draft Bible. Get on board, folks. What are you waiting for? Man, we've got over 100 scouting reports already, and we'll be adding hundreds more in the next 140 days or so. So get on board if you want to try it out. Give it a test drive before you buy that baby. Use my promo code RIC2015. Get your 30-day free trial. And if you want, we have the return of the publication, the NFL Draft Bible publication, coming back, limited edition style. So if you do get on board with the all-access membership, we will give you a free copy of that 2016 NFL Draft Bible publication. And, of course, we've been bringing you the names you need to know first since 2002. We've got another good one today. And he joins us now on the MyFantasyLeague.com hotline. Make sure you check out MyFantasyLeague.com for all your fantasy football web host solutions. And our next guest joins us from up north, southern Illinois, to be exact, the Salukis in the building today. And we are joined by tight end Adam Flaney, and we welcome him into the show right now. How are we doing today, Adam?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing very good, and we appreciate you here taking some time out of your schedule to join us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, brought to you by NUC Sports. And, Adam, we're going to go a little bit throughout your career, but I want to start from the beginning, the roots, and take our listening audience from the beginning and up to where you're currently at as you get ready for the upcoming 2016 NFL Draft. The preparation is just beginning. It's 139 days till destiny, and we'll get to all that. But let's first find out a little bit about yourself. I see you come from a very hardworking family. And it says here, growing up, you know, that you guys actually have three family businesses, which is incredible. The work ethic, I could imagine there's no time for rest, especially when you guys have a family farm. So let's start off with the first business, the family farm, growing up on the farm. What kind of responsibilities was that like growing up? I know it's very hard work.
Well, yeah, I mean, living on the farm, you have a lot of responsibilities. You can do anything from driving the tractor. And actually, when I was younger, we used to own cattle and pigs too. But we got rid of those when I was probably 8 years old. But yeah, I mean, you just got to wake up early every day and be prepared to do really anything.
Yeah, and you wake up early, do that, and then end the night over at the Fueno Tavern over there. You guys have a little bar and grill action, so early mornings, late nights.
Yep, yeah, and you got to wake up early, too, and clean the tavern or clean the bar, and you got to get it ready, get the food all ready, get the drinks all ready for the day. And then, yeah, you got late nights in there, too, closing that down.
And then, finally, a third family business. I see you guys also have a logging company, and it says here, growing up, you actually had a near-death experience at the age of 10. You took 20 stitches to the back of the head. Tell me about that.
Well, that wasn't me. That was my oldest brother had that experience when I was 10. But yeah, he was cutting the limb or the top off of a one tree, and I guess a gust of wind came and knocked another tree that was hit earlier, and it was kind of rotten. A gust of wind came, knocked the other tree over, and it he never saw it coming, came down and hit him right in the back of the head. And then my dad had to drag him out of the woods and drive him, I think 30 miles was probably the nearest hospital. Got him to the hospital just in time, and they stitched him up and made him all better.
Oh, that's very lucky, and you know, I guess the moral of the story here is what I wanted to touch base is just the work ethic that you possess. It sounds like here it was installed at a very young age, an early age that, you know, you were shown the value of hard work. And if I were to ask you, you know, Adam, what would be the biggest piece of advice that you picked up, you know, watching your parents run three companies, very difficult to run one company. You know, what was the biggest piece of advice growing up, you know, experiencing and watching your family run the family businesses?
I would just say, yeah, both my parents definitely taught me you don't get anything in life without working for it. I guess another thing they taught me is work hard when you're younger and do as much as you can when you're young so you can enjoy yourself whenever you're in your 40s and 50s. Because my parents, they worked hard when they were young to build this all up, and then they could enjoy themselves by going. They went to every single one of my games, didn't miss a game. They were able to do that
awesome.
Because they worked hard when they were younger.
That's great. Terrific. So now let's fast forward a little bit to your high school playing days. Very successful high school career, 42-7 record in your 4 years, four playoff appearances. And I see that you also were a baseball and basketball guy like me, football, baseball, basketball. Take us back to high school. What was it like being a three-sport athlete? Again, no time to rest here, but a very successful high school career. Was when you entered the high school program, was it a winning, was it traditionally a winning type of program, or was that a type of culture that you guys reversed when you arrived?
Our football program definitely had a tradition. I think when I got there, we had made the playoffs 12 years in a row. And basketball was always a winning tradition, too. So I think baseball was a little 50-50. But actually, yeah, I played all three sports my freshman year. And then I quit baseball after my freshman year as I just got kind of burnt out. And I played a lot of baseball when I was in 7th and 8th grade and then freshman year, too. And then I stuck with basketball and football throughout, and it was a lot of fun.
Very cool. We're joined by Adam Fueney, the Southern Illinois Saluki tight end, and big-time player this past season, 25 catches, 351 yards, two touchdowns. And, Adam, we have you listed here at 6'7", 257 pounds. When you look at some of the more successful tight ends in the NFL, the guys like Gronk and Graham and guys like that, they are very similar in size. So we always like to do our due diligence here at the NFL Draft Bible and make sure we have our accurate height and weights. So I know, you know, the school websites sometimes aren't always updated, but we have you here, 6'7", 257. Would you say that is accurate?
Yeah, that's pretty correct.
Okay. And now, as you prepare for the NFL, is that a playing weight that you think you want to maintain? What are some of the goals or objectives here with about 4 months or so, give or take, of training? It's a different kind of training. It's you know, it's different than training for a weekly matchup and breaking down film and studying opponents. Here, you're kind of competing against yourself every day, trying to, you know, train for specific type of skills and tests that you'll be timed in by NFL scouts and compared to. So, you know, what do you foresee your playing weight? And what are the goals and expectations here as you get ready to train for the upcoming NFL draft process?
I'd say probably my top goal is to put some mass on my upper body and maybe lose a little body fat. But, yeah, I want my playing weight right around 260 or 265. And then I'd say my second objective is to knock some time off my 40-yard sprint, and then number three, which is, I guess it goes with number one too, but get my bench press reps up before you enter the pro day and combine and all that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, going back to your high school days, I know you were a guy who actually played wide receiver in high school, then converted over to tight end. And, you know, we mentioned the fantastic season you had this past year where you really got a chance to show what you can do as a full-time starter. I know the previous seasons you were kind of sharing time with McCoyle Pruitt, who went on to become, I think, a fourth-round draft pick by the Minnesota Vikings. Did you realize when you came to Southern Illinois that Michael or McCoyle was such a special player and he would go on to have, like, all these kind of receiving records? And how did that factor in your decision to come to Southern Illinois? Because I would imagine if you were aware, then you must have realized that, hey, you know, maybe the playing time wasn't going to be available right away. What was that whole situation like coming, you know, to the Salukis football program?
Yeah, I mean, I knew Michael was a good player. I definitely didn't know he was going to be as good as he turned out and put up the numbers that he did. But, yeah, whenever I was getting recruited, they were just losing two seniors. So they basically said it was me and Michael were going to be the two competing for a spot. And I really liked it, kind of bring out the best of you with a good competition. But, no, I did not expect Michael to put up the numbers that he did in his career.
Yeah, and he went on to have a three-time All-American career, again, I think fourth-round pick. And, you know, hey, listen, you started your fair share amount of games here. I know you played pretty much every game, actually, of your collegiate career that you were eligible for, except for one. And I see, you know, 2013, you had seven games started. 2014, two games started, but you played in all 12 games both years. Why was that? You know, I see also you had mononucleosis at the beginning of 2014. So, you know, did you guys use a lot of two tight ends, or what was the reason for such a fluctuation of games started? Was it because McCoyle and you had a competition going, or did you guys share the tight end duties? Give me a little bit better perspective, if you can, on that, Adam.
We did use a lot of two tight ends. The coaches really liked, because Michael was, we were kind of different players. We contradicted each other. I kind of had the size. It wasn't quite as fast as him. And then he had the speed and the receiving ability. So they liked going a lot of two tight end. Teams had to pick who they wanted to cover. And then, I guess a couple games I got listed as a starter. But then a couple more games, there's two games in 2013 where the last two games of the year, Michael got hurt, and I got those two starts. And I think there was another game in 2014 where he got hurt, and I got the lone start at tight end.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. You guys do offset each other a little bit, and, you know, when you can control the middle of the field, usually you can control the football game. You know, that must have been a very hard offense for the opposing defenses to study for. If you can, we're joined by Adam Foyney, Southern Illinois Salukis in the house. Take me through maybe your favorite play. Give me a play that, you know, when you heard this play called in the huddle, you said, hey, you know what, I think I have a shot to score a touchdown here. We've had success with this play before. Any play that you heard called in the huddle where kind of a little alarm went off in the head, say, hey, you know, I got a real opportunity here. Take me through that play. Take me through what's going through your head pre-snap. What are you looking for, and why did you have success with that play? If you can just take me through your favorite play and break it down for me, Adam.
Yeah, it's definitely got to be the play call that we actually I actually scored a 68-yard touchdown against Indiana this year on. It's a play. It's pretty much play action, and then the tight end does a little pop pass across the middle. And our offense this year was really run heavy and running like the jet sweeps. So we take the jet sweep, linebackers would flow to the right, and I just get right behind them. And there's usually no one in the middle of the field because they all get sucked up on the run. then all I gotta do is just catch it and run after that. So yeah, anytime that play got called this year, I think it was for sure a completion, and it was always a big play.
And sometimes six on the board, Adam Quinney, Farmstrong, tight end here, joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, brought to you by NUC Sports. And, you know, we're going outside the lines, inside the lines, and getting to know Adam as a player. And just 139 days till the 2016 NFL Draft. And just a few more questions, if you don't mind, Adam. You know, I see also you played some special teams throughout your career, had a couple block kick or two here and there. That's definitely going to be a valuable attribute for you moving forward at the next level. You know, take me through your special teams experience. Did you play on all units, certain units, and how open are you to learning more of that and playing that type of role at the next level?
Yeah, I definitely knew I had to show some versatility. So, yeah, any special teams that I could get on in spring ball and in fall camp, I went in all the drills and tried to compete 100% every time. But, yeah, I was on the punt teams. I was on kickoff returns. I was on the field goal teams. I was on field goal block. That's where I got my two blocks at last year. And that was about it, yeah.
Nice. And, you know, if we talked about some of the things, the measurables and stuff that you're going to be training for, how about on the field? I mean, is there an area of your game that you want to try to get better at? You know, as you train and prepare for the NFL, is there an area of your game that you think you're going to try to work on enhancing during the, you know, the, I don't want to call it the off season because you're going to be so busy, but during the training season, I shall say?
Oh, yeah, I mean, pretty much my whole game, because I feel like it's not at 100% like what my full ability could be at. But, yeah, as a tight end, you got to be able to block and run routes and catch the ball. So I'd say probably work on all three of those things, route running, ball catching, and blocking.
Okay, and how about if you had to single out one area of your game and said, hey, you know, best bang for the buck, this is my best skill set. If I said, you know, that, hey, this is what I do best, is it catching, is it blocking, is it film study? If you have to pick just one thing that you just do the best, what would you say that would be?
I'd say probably blocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the NFL teams are going to like that because, you know, there's really not a lot of polished tight ends coming out year in and year out of the collegiate game. And, you know, I would imagine that based on your background, you kind of enjoy getting dirty a little bit and you know, knocking some guys around. So, you know, we're definitely going to be keeping tabs on you, Adam, leading up to the 2016 NFL draft. And I know that Southern Illinois has quite a few other players on the NFL draft radar, and, you know, we hope to bring them onto the show at some point as well. Now, you know, we mentioned we got just about 4.5 months or so until the NFL draft. Have you begun training yet, Adam? And, you know, how often are you training? And take me through, like, what your prototypical workout regimen is like right now.
Right now I'm just training down here at school with our normal trainer. But in January, I'm going to go down to Western Florida, right outside of Miami, and train at Fit Speed training facility. And I'll be there for, I think it'll be about 10 weeks. And I was looking at the schedule last night on there. That's pretty much a 6 days a week training regimen down there, which will be really good for me. But, yeah, right now I'm just going probably 4 days a week training down here with our football training staff.
Yeah, we're very very familiar with Fit Speed, and they train a lot of NFL guys year in, year out. It'll be a great competitive environment, and I know they expect to have another successful draft class training group this year. And, you know, how about your agent selection process, Adam? I know that can be a very rigorous routine. It's almost like going back to graduating high school, and you know, you try to figure out what college you want to, you know, go play football at. Then when you graduate college and get ready for the NFL, you have to figure out who you want to represent you. So what was that process like? Was that something that, you know, did you vet agents during the football season? Was that something that you waited until the season was over? And, you know, how did you go about making the decision for selecting an agent?
Yeah, man, I thought the process was actually really, it was really fun. But, yeah, during the season, I just kind of told anyone that contacted me, I said, I'm just going to focus on my senior year right now and try and put the best film out there that I possibly can. And then after the season ended, then it kind of picked up. But, yeah, it basically came down to two guys, and I ended up going with Dave Schumann because he just, I feel like our interests aligned. I think he just had the best interest for me, like in mind for him. And I feel like he wants the best for me, and I think we're going to get it.
I think so, Adam. And, you know, iAthletes, I watched them as their first season as NFL agents last year. They did a great job for their players and some guys that came out of some football programs. I mean, schools that haven't had guys make NFL rosters in a very long time. And, you know, the exposure is huge with those guys. And, of course, NFL Draft Bible, you know, in affiliation with NUC Sports always covers the iAthlete guys leading up to the NFL draft. So if you want to keep tabs on Adam Fueney and his path to the draft, you know, we'll be kind of updating his progress and following him out leading up to the draft, following his story and giving you some perspective from his end. And, you know, Adam, as we mentioned, you know, coming up in March, you'll have your pro day, and you know, we'll see what happens between now and then, but it's going to be a fun process, but a lot of work. So best of luck to you and enjoy that. Before we let you go, though, we're going to bring it back. For those of you who are old school listeners of the show, we've been doing this show for almost a decade now here on Blog Talk Radio. And we used to do a segment called Three and Out at the end of each segment. And bringing it back for the 2016 draft run, try to get to know some of our guests a little bit off the field, Adam. It's you know, a little fun, quick hitting type of thing. It's a little quick three and out, first down. You know, favorite type of music, or you know, what album is in the Adam Fueney playlist right now? What are you listening to when you're getting hyped, working out? What do you like to put on for beats?
I'd say, well, country is my favorite music outside of working out, because I mean, it doesn't really get you too pumped up. But I guess, yeah, right now when I'm working out and stuff, I'll probably listen to Drake.
Okay. That's definitely a popular one these days. Second down, how about, you know, when Adam Fueney's not playing football, give me an activity, something you like to do off the field, any hobbies, something, you know, when you get away from football and you're not actually playing or watching football, what's something you enjoy doing, Adam?
Yeah, my family's actually pretty big hunters. So I say, I just did this. Actually, this past weekend I went deer hunting back home. And that's definitely one of my more favorite hobbies to do. And just, yeah,
okay.
Deer hunting and fishing, outdoor stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of the venison. I used to live in Astoria, Queens, and every year on my birthday week, they would have the venison fest, and I always looked forward to that. Are you a venison fan? Do you eat the meat, or you just like the sport?
No, I like eating it, too, and it's good for you. And
yeah,
there really isn't any fat in that, so.
Well, listen, if you ever have an extra chair available at the dinner table, feel free to reach out. You know how to get a hold of me, and yeah, I'd be more than happy to come in and gobble up some of that good venison, Adam.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Let's go to third down. How about, you know, a recent book or a movie that you saw? What was the last book that you read or a movie that you saw, and give us a little review of it?
Let's see. I haven't seen any new movies in a while. Probably the last movie I saw actually was The Martian. And
Martian?
I think The Martian, yeah. Matt Damon gets left on Mars by his crew because a big storm comes in. He has to try and survive up there for 3 years, and they only got enough food and water to survive for 2 months. So, I mean, it was pretty interesting film. It was actually a little bit funny, too. There was more comedy than I thought it was going to be involved in the movie like that.
That sounds like a can't sleep night, late night, early morning type of movie right there. I'm not a big movie goer myself, but there you have The Martian for all you movie buffs out there. Put it on the radar, and we're going to go for it on fourth down, last one. I always like to wrap up the show with this one regardless, and that's because, you never know. We get contacted by the NFL teams and asking for more information about some of the guys we interview, so we try to provide as much information as possible, but, if I'm an NFL general manager, Adam, and I were to ask you, why should Rick Saratella draft you for his NFL organization? Your answer would be?
I just say I'm a team player. I'll do whatever it takes to win. I'll play whatever position you want me to play, and I'll work my hardest. I'm gonna give it 110%. There's no reason to half-ass this. So I'm gonna give it 100%. You're gonna get the best out of me. And we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, there you have it. Very enjoyable time speaking with you. And we wish you the best of the luck as the next 4.5 months or so are going to be a very, very hardworking, fun experience and journey for you, Adam. So please do keep us posted. Keep us up to date so we can keep our audience posted on your progress. And like I said, we look forward to following your path to the draft. So thank you for taking your time. I know you're a busy man between school and training and everything. So we do appreciate you coming on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And there you have it, everybody. Another episode in the books. And Adam Fueni, the Salukis tight end, a name you need to know for the upcoming 2016 NFL Draft, and we'll be chronicling his path to the draft on the NFLDraftBible.com, bringing you the names you need to know first since 2002. Nobody doing what we do, so get on board. Check it out. 30-day free trial. Use my promo code RIC2015, and limited-time offer. We're bringing it back, the new 2016 NFL Draft Guide publication. The Bible is back. Get on board. Come be a disciple. We're always preaching the good gospel of the NFL Draft here at the NFL Draft Bible, brought to you by NUC Sports. I was your host, Rick Saratella, for another episode. You can keep it locked right here. We're always syndicated on the Blog Talk Radio. Of course, NFLDraftBible.com for all our exclusive player interviews. We've got the big board rankings. We're keeping tabs on all the All-Star Game invites and the risers and sliders. Can't stop, won't stop. Hundreds of NFL Draft scouting reports. So if you're not on board with the NFL Draft Bible, you're just not educated on the NFL Draft process. And we do appreciate all of the support out there. So, for another episode in the books, Rick Saratella here. Special thanks to Dave Schumann for helping coordinate the interview. And, of course, the star of the show, Adam Fueni, for the Southern Illinois Salukis. More on the way. Keep it locked, everybody.